Okay, let's see if Kelly has arrived.
Got it, Kurt. Thanks.
Okay. That will be helpful. Well, if you want to go ahead and get started, Ricky, that would be fine with me.
Okay, let me just put right down here.
You see my screen?
Yes. Okay, so I'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. And it is 5:05 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so roll call. Dale?
Here.
Kelly? Not here yet. Okay. So we'll move on to the approval of the agenda. It is recommended the Board of Directors adopt as presented the agenda for the regular board meeting of August 13th, 2020. Do I have a motion from the floor?
So moved, Dale.
And a second? I'll second it. And the vote? Dale? Ricky, aye. Okay, so we're going into public comment. Kurt?
We have no public comment on closed session.
Okay, so we don't need to adjourn? For the public comment. All right, so we're going to adjourn to closed session.
Ricky, on this item, do you want to go ahead and get a motion to adjourn to go to closed session?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
May I have a motion from the floor, please, Dale?
Yes, so moved, Dale.
All right, I'll second and we'll call the vote. Dale?
Aye.
Ricky, aye. Okay. So we're going to move to closed session and it is 5:07 p.m.
Yep. So we will get out of this screen, we'll leave this meeting, and then we'll go into the other Zoom link that I provided you.
Great.
All right, we're leaving.
Christine and Erica just know that some of the closed sessions earlier took like 45 minutes to an hour, so I don't know how long this one's going to take.
We were prepared.
Okay.
It has three items. They were quite kind of so.
The very first one, I was just sitting there like, something wrong with my audio? What's going on? No one's here.
Okay, Lori, we are back.
Welcome back.
Right on time. The train.
Yeah.
And let me pull the agenda up. Let me slide this. Maybe I don't need that. Let me slide this way over here. Make this a little bit bigger. Hmm. Okay, Ricky, are you back?
And I don't know why I was muted, but I am. Okay. All right, so we can reconvene the regular meeting, and it is 5:46.
And then, Ricky, do you want to comment about any action that might have been taken in closed session?
I don't really want to. Do I need to say anything first?
No action was taken in closed session.
No action was taken. Okay, thank you. Thank you for prompting me. All right, so we'll convene the regular meeting, and we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay.
Kelly, would you like to...
lead us in the pledge?
Is Kelly there?
Kelly's there.
Yeah, sorry, I couldn't find my mute button. You'd think after all day on Zoom, that wouldn't be a problem. if you'll place your right hand over your heart and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. Public comments, recognition, reports. Kurt?
Yeah, it doesn't appear in the chat box. Do we have any public comments? So, Ricky, why don't we go ahead and go down to item number 9, correspondence and proposals.
All right. Correspondence, proposal, report. School highlights.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the infamous Christine Pierre, and we've got Erica on. So, Christine, do you want to go ahead and present school highlights, or do you want Erica to?
I'll just give you a few highlights.
Okay.
We have been working really hard. Our teachers come back in just a week, so now it's kind of that time of the school year where it really revs up. I'm happy to report that Erica and I did take some time off in July, which was really beneficial. It really recharged us, and we're going into the new school year probably more excited than ever. I can't express how recharged, re-energized I am, despite what's probably set up to be a somewhat challenging year. We're ready to take it on. And we've talked a little bit about how a little bit of self-care goes a long way. So we'll be making sure to highlight that with our faculty as well. We finished up all of our hiring. It looks like we've filled all the positions that we needed to fill, and so that's great. Good place to be at this time of year to know you don't have any vacancies going into the new school year. We've been spending the last week or so, myself, Erin, and Erica, working on our theme for next year, which is going to be climbing Everest. We know that this year presents some challenges on a lot of different levels. We have some challenges in our schools, some improvements that need to be made in looking at our data and our dashboard and areas for improvement. And then we also want to just acknowledge that for our faculty, for our students, for our communities, that we're just in some challenging times, and I think to kind of acknowledge that there may be some hurdles or a bit of a mountain to climb, we can equip one another and work together to overcome some of those challenges and to achieve greatness despite some obstacles in the way. So we've been planning that. We're very excited. Ricky, thank you for accepting our invitation to speak on behalf of the board and welcome our faculty to the new school year. Just having a theme and getting all of our, I know this sounds really lame, but we have like a slide deck, and we have all of our, everything is really tying together with the theme and with colors, and we feel very more prepared this year than ever, and it's really setting us on the right course. That partnership with Parsec Education that you all approved several months ago, Erin has done a tremendous job. She's pulled somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 to 60 different reports that report all kinds of different data. And so one of the things we'll be doing at our summit on the second day is looking at CalPAC data and finding the correlation between certain things, such as, of the students who are getting failing grades, what are other commonalities and common factors? Are they students with chronic absenteeism? Are they students from a particular student group? What can we do to better identify the correlation so that we can kind of stop the problems before they start? So we're very excited about that, and thank you so much for approving that cost, because we're really putting it to good use, and part of that was a professional development time for Eugene, the founder of Parsec, to come and work with our teachers on data. All that to say, it's really just planning and preparing. It's that wonderful time. Enrollment is looking extremely good. We are waitlisted in Sonoma. We are like 2 seats away from being waitlisted in LA, and we've only got 25 or so seats left in San Diego. We are waitlisted in grades K through 8 across all the schools, and we have over 200 students waiting for any spot to open up in K through 8. So just all of that to say, we're really on track to start in a great way, and Erica has been doing a great job working with Moana to make sure that our learning continuity and attendance plan, we're all set to get feedback from staff. We've already got parents groups scheduled. We're looking to get our ELAC off the ground. Our first meeting will be in just a couple weeks, and we're also looking as part of a commitment to honoring the diversity of our school, looking at perhaps starting an African-American parent advisory committee as well to make sure that we're taking a look at that population of students and serving them to the best of our ability. So all those things and more, that's just kind of the snapshot, but we are truly excited about the school year to come, and I feel like our next report in September, right? Yes, it's August, will be just more great news. So we're very, very excited.
Thank you, Christine. That was great. Do we have any questions? Kelly, do you have any questions?
No questions, just gratitude.
Dale, how about you?
Sounds like you're off to a good start.
I'm really glad that you were able to take some time off, because this is going to be a challenging year, and I think you've got everything in place for the students to get all the support that they need. So thank you for that. Kurt, any comments?
Yeah, one thing with Christine, she's not only going to climb mountains. I know Christine well enough to say it with confidence. Christine will move mountains. I've seen her do it before. So let's have a great year. Super job, Christine. Okay, let's go ahead. Ricky, with your permission, we're going to go down to item 9.2. This is Delta Managed Solutions. And again, they want to give you an update, board members, on their first year with us. We've gone through a good evaluation and the tool that we use and given you some feedback. You know where we stand. So at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Joanne Fountain, and she is the CEO of DMS. So, Joanne.
Great. Good evening, everyone. Thanks for having me on to share our evaluation outcomes. So, what I'm going to do is review the meaning of the evaluation, the process, our action items, and the next steps. The objective was, or still is, to create action plans to improve our success with our partnership with all of the collaborative schools, and to provide transparency in those outcomes and action plans to the board. So our process chose to begin the annual evaluation to be completed every June, and then report to the board our outcomes, set the 90-day action plans, have ongoing communication and weekly check-ins throughout the year, and then the mid-year evaluation in December, check up again, do the evaluation, reset the action plans if necessary, and realign them, and then repeat the process. So our outcomes We all agreed it was a rocky start. We all agreed that it was a quick dating game there and getting together and figuring out each other and getting together so we're all on the same page. But we've made great improvements, and we see a great year coming ahead of us, and we're headed in the right direction. So we evaluated the five sections: finance, accounts payable, retirement reporting, compliance reporting, and special projects. I combined three of them together, the finance, compliance reporting, and special projects. Those all hit our finance lead group, and these are the action items that we collaborated on. To provide a consistent monthly update report for each school and for the board. Those will start at the beginning of October, and they will have the actuals to date with the budget, the last approved budget, and the cash flow analysis as well. And then to set consistent meeting times with the collaborative directors and their teams, along with our team, to keep up the great communication and just to stay on the same page in a routine way. Provide a timeline for known compliance reporting. Those main items that are due for the CDE, for federal regulations, all of those to have that all on a timeline. And to keep everyone informed of the frequent changes in legislature and CDE compliance and all the changes that happen legally all the time. And in the accounts payable realm, the action items are to continue to develop and increasing the user-friendliness of our current AP system that we use at DMS, and to further train from DMS to collaborative in MyCoin, and that's the system we use here. And to consistently provide vouchers, check vouchers, and aging worksheets to all the directors. The retirement reporting, that was our highest scores, and that's really mainly done behind the scenes. And we want to make sure that we provide enough transparency of the work being done there to the director as well. So next steps, continue to meet regularly, ensure clear communication and focus on those action items, complete mid-year evaluation in December to reflect on progress and realign action items, and then to present that again to all of you to show our progress and how we are realigning things. It was great conversations, candid conversations, honest conversations. I think it really gave us a time to get on the same page and to share where we want to go together and create some strength in this relationship. Any questions?
Thank you, Joanne.
You're welcome.
Dale, do you have any questions?
No, thank you, Joanne. I appreciate that. Very thorough.
Kelly, how about you? Do you have any questions?
No questions. Appreciate the presentation. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt?
Yeah, what I want to add, again, Joanne, thank you so much. I think what's good about the team we have right now is that Shannon Green, her and Christine, they're a perfect dynamo team. They're just, it couldn't have been better for a matchmaker, and I think, again, as we look at the work that's been done, it's going to be really great. Also, DMS is very generous at our retreat. They purchased some materials that we could use for professional development. And then Joanne and her team did a great job on our charter school finance, just on a little bit on revenue and how it works, and I think that was very validating. We're going to continue to do that throughout the year and then also do some brief presentation at board meetings. So, great year. You know, it's all behind us, Joanne, and we're looking forward to year two.
So are we. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Very good. All right, Joanne, I think, Ricky, we're going to slide right over to the next item, and we're going to have Shannon Green go ahead and present. We've got a revised budget. I know that we've gone back and forth and back and forth, but as we work with our authorizing districts, we want to make sure that we have everything nailed down, that we can present it. No action will be taken. But I know, for example, on Monday, we'll be meeting with Acton, with their chief business officer, and the DMS team to make sure they fully understand where we are. So, Shannon, if you're ready to go.
Yes, I'm ready to go. Hopefully everyone can see my screen.
Assuming, yeah. Can you make this a little bit bigger, Shannon?
Yes.
extent we can.
Okay, perfect.
So just as Kurt was saying, this is essentially the same budget that we presented last time. There are a couple of differences, mostly things like wanting to tighten up our revenue calculations, making sure that the LCFS agreed to the dollar, and making sure that we tightened up like our ERMS calculations based on the newest funding schedule. And then, of course, Christina and I are always looking for cost mitigation, so we, you know, we've probably rebuilt this budget like 3 times looking for ways to kind of tighten it up. The other third difference would be we wanted to make sure that the reallocation amounts agreed to the reallocation that you're going to be seeing later. I believe Carl's giving that presentation.
Mm-hmm.
So this here is the combined for the 3 schools. Looking here, this is San Diego. And again, the reallocation is going to be in the beginning fund balance here. And I'm not going to go line by line because this is essentially the same one as last time, just a little bit different, just with those little differences. And again, reallocation would be in this beginning asset balance. However, for Sonoma, because that was a new school, that one isn't going to be impacted by the reallocation.
Mm-hmm.
We also put together, this one is a new report. It's the multi-year budget. This is for Sonoma, for Fernville. And essentially, this is with the assumption that we're keeping enrollment flat. And the whole firm was, our assumption is that this is for this year only, and next year it would not happen next year, which is why you see the increase in the general purpose entitlement. And in federal revenues, there was the PPP loan this year, which is why it goes down going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Right, this year, this is the cash flow for LA. And this one includes the CDE deferral. So the CDE will start deferring some LCFS payments starting in February for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And this also includes your reallocation as a cash flow item. Moving on to Sonoma, this one does not have the reallocation because, again, it was the new school, but it does have your deferrals. Overall, for all 3 of the schools, we do want to highlight that they're doing well, and even with the deferrals, they are expected to project positive cash flows, and their cash flows are looking pretty healthy. All right, and I think that would conclude my presentation. Does anyone have any questions or want to look back at any of the reports?
Kelly, do you have any questions?
I do not. Thank you.
How about you, Dale? Do you have any questions?
Budgets are pretty simple for me. Earn 10, spend 9 equals happy.
That's true.
Karen, how about you? Do you have any comments?
Yeah, I just want to thank Shannon again and Christine. They just work really, really well together. And I think the critical piece was cash flow. That's going to be a little bit different. Christine is, again, continuing to look at everything, also look at the multi-year, that's where it can get very dicey. Dale knows this as a previous superintendent that void deferrals. That's tough to manage sometimes, but we're going to be in good shape at the end of the day, so super job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I think we're good there, Ricky. So that was no action taken. We're going to go down to consent now, item number 10.
All right, consent calendar. Minutes of the regular board meeting that was held July 9th, 2020. Should we do all of these?
Yeah, let's do
the whole thing.
Yeah, okay. Let's go all the way down to 10.8, Ricky.
All right, so I need a move to approve.
I make a motion.
A second?
Daryl, second.
Okay, is there any discussion?
No discussion.
All right, and Kelly, you vote?
I vote aye.
Dale?
Aye.
And I vote aye. And I'm going to have to excuse myself for a second. My 2 dogs need to go out, so let me get out the door.
Okay.
Yeah, we had our dogs inside today with that 105 weather. Yeah, I got an older dog. He's in great health, but, you know, you just want to make sure he's safe.
Yeah. There we go. Sorry about that.
We just leave you, Ricky. No worries.
I just knew that if I didn't let them out, pretty soon you'd start hearing all the commotion in the background. So, okay. So, business financial services. Approval of Hatch and Cesario agreement for legal services. I need a move to approve.
I'll make the motion.
And a second?
Gail, second.
All right. And roll call vote. Kelly?
Do you want to see this? Yes, I'm sorry. No worries at all. Again, board members, this is a great item that we have in front of you to be considered for approval. Hatching Cesario, we've worked with Debbie Cesario for about 4 years now, and she is spot on one of the best in special education, and we know that in special education, you always want to have a good attorney if needed be, and I've seen her present before at conferences. She actually was, she missed out some time at our retreat last week and did a great job. And what we want to do is kind of play a little bit of prevent meeting throughout the year. We want to bring her back into our leadership team meetings so she can continue to keep us front and center on what we need to know. And what we've done here is we looked at fiscal impact. We don't know yet where this might end up, but we want to be very transparent. I know that Christine will do everything possible to not have to engage with Tess and Cesario, but if we just rough it out, projections, when we look at CalPAC LA, it's $8,452.50. For San Diego, it's about $8,130. And for Sonoma, it's about $8,417.50.
Okay, does anyone have any questions? Kelly, do you have any questions?
I do not have any questions, but I will echo Kurt's sentiment on the necessity for having a strong bed team.
Yes, indeed. How about you, Gail?
Yeah, no questions.
Okay. So we have a motion on the floor, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And so I can call for the vote. All right. So Kelly?
I vote aye.
Gail?
Aye.
And Ricky? Aye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Approval of Presence Learning Teletherapy Professional Development and Platform License Agreement. I need a motion, please.
I'll move.
And I'll second.
Okay. Discussion? Kurt, you want to...
Yeah. Thank you again, board members. We know, again, that to better serve our special education students, we need to put the best resources in front of our special education staff, our two school psychologists, and our speech-language pathologists, knowing that they can tap into this resource, this portal for ongoing subscriptions, monthly access, and continue to make sure that we're compliant with all special education issues. For next steps. So again, when we look at the fiscal impact, the impact for Los Angeles would be $6,272, to San Diego, $5,692.80, and then again for Sonoma, it would be $4,035.20.
All right, so I'll call for the vote.
Well, I have a question.
Oh, you have a question? Yeah.
So, Kurt, is this limited just to the special education population, or can school counselors access this as well?
You know, on this question, Kelly, let me defer to Christine or Erica. Christine or Erica, do you want to respond to Kelly's question?
Christine, you're muted.
I turned my camera on instead of my mic, but I can do both. It's primarily for SPED. It's really for, when it says teletherapy, it's really for school psychologists. And we will be using it actually mostly for the administration of virtual assessments. So the psychological assessments, academic assessments, and then FLP.
Thank you. And I ask simply because, yes, the service providers definitely need a platform as we head continue into our distance learning, but I ask simply because, you know, the amount of trauma-informed education that's going to need to move forward as well as we continue to navigate COVID is just going to increase. So, if there isn't already something in place, even if it's just in the talks stage, I would strongly encourage that that be something that be investigated.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about a platform for counselors, or are you talking about trauma-informed practices in general?
Both, actually. Okay. I need for both.
But for Shay, just so you know, this is Jenny. Presence Learning does have a telehealth platform for counselors and or psychologists to provide counseling. It is HIPAA approved. It's more of a hosting platform. It does have some material in it, but that would be an additional cost to what is listed, just so you're aware of that. They also speech and OT, but again, it comes with an additional cost to use those additional resources.
Just to be clear, this cost does include the speech.
Cool. Okay. Perfect. Then, yeah, so the telehealth platform would require an additional cost. Basically, Presence Learning is a hosting platform. They kind of have brought everything together, put it into a digital form, and then they allow you to use their platform for a fee. That's basically what Presence Learning is.
And I'm not suggesting by any means that, you know, that discussion needs to engage now in terms of contrast or anything like that. I'm just asking that it be something that is in the planning stages somewhere or in the discussion phase somewhere along the way so that we can best serve our students.
We've got a lot in the works, Kelly, and I'll make sure that we discuss that. I think next month might be where we discuss our interventions. And social emotional health is definitely a high priority among our students. We've got lots of things in the works.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Ricky, I think we're good to go. We'll go for the vote.
Thank you. All right, so let's see. We'll call for the vote. So, Kelly,
I vote aye.
Gail?
Aye.
And I vote aye. Thank you.
Mm.
Approval of faculty laptop purchase. I need a move to approve.
Dale, so moved.
I will second.
Great. Discussing, Kurt, do you have something to say about this?
Yeah, we know that CalPAC is a virtual school. We know that technology is paramount. We know that Christine has to put the best resources in the hands of her faculty, and we know that with those tools, they can do great things. So when we look at the fiscal impact, we look at Los Angeles, it's about $5,880. We look at San Diego, it's $5,337. Then we look at Sonoma, it's about $3,783.
All right, any questions? Kelly, Dale?
Dale, no questions.
No questions.
All right, I'll call for the vote. Kelly?
Aye.
Dale?
Aye.
And I'll vote to approve as well. Approval of resolution approving collection and adjustment to allocation of certain payables and receivables. I need a move to approve.
Make a motion.
Dale, can you make a second?
Dale. Right.
Kurt, discussion?
Sure. This is an item that I know Christine has waited many, many, many months, maybe even Christine years, that Carl Yoder really took the lead on this, and it's just so nice to reach this point that we can kind of shrew things up, get things balanced. And even though Carl has retired, you know, we still got some of our gold tickets, and we brought him out of retirement. So he's going to go ahead and give you a brief presentation, and again, he led the charge. This is a huge undertaking for Carl. I'm going to stop sharing my screen and turn it over to you.
Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, 1 second, and I'll share my screen. Okay, so the situation with the reallocation of the prior balances, what's going on here is, as you're aware, in 18-19, we took over the back office services for the collaborative, and we had to do some reconstruction work with the prior 18-19 fiscal year. We worked with the collaborative's audit firm, Clifton Larson Allen, and together with the collaborative team, we were able to complete the audited financial statements and deliver a clean audit for the year. However, following the completion of the audit, we did learn that there were two areas that remained to be resolved and needed to be added as one-time adjustments to the 18-19 balances in order to fully clear the slate of all these prior year activities. These are broken into two components. One is a correction of the intercompany payables and receivables owed between the schools. These zero out across all the collaborative members. I do want to clarify that this does not include CalPAC Sonoma, which wasn't in operation during 18-19. They're not a party to these transfers. These all have to do with the two existing CalPAC schools, Nella and San Diego. But part one is a reallocation of the prior year payables and receivables. The second is the addition of a liability for CDE payable. What that is for the schools that changed their ADA significantly or lowered their ADA significantly during the prior fiscal year in 18-19, that resulted in CDE having overpaid monthly payments earlier in that fiscal year. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the year, when everything was trued up and the CalPAC schools determine how much is actually owed to them from the state for per pupil funding, they owed money back. And this is something that we determined after the audit that now needs to be added in as a liability. And over all of the collaborative schools, the total of those payables reduces net asset balance by $6.6 million. So for the three collaborative schools, I know these look like large numbers, but taking the adjustments into account for the San Diego and the Los Angeles schools, each of those schools ends the year with an ending balance of approximately 9%. As Shannon had talked about in her budget presentation, we're projecting budget surpluses for 1920 and for 2021. This allows each of those schools to end up with a sufficient ending balance. CalPAC Sonoma is also ending with a sufficient ending balance. So making these one-time adjustments will allow us to finally wrap up the 18-19 year and move forward with a clean slate into 1920 and to 2021. So at this point, I'll stop sharing my screen, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much for the presentation. Kelly, do you have any questions?
I don't have a question, but thank you. I appreciate it, and I look forward to putting everything in good standing.
Dale, how about you?
And no questions. Thank you. Good job.